Well, let's stay with those scenes which we saw in Dublin over the weekend. We're joined by Sinn Féin TD for Dublin Bay South, Chris Andrews, of course, whose constituency covers the area in which we saw some of these events unfolding. Deputy Andrews, thank you for taking our call this lunchtime. What did you make of what was happening around the Mount Street area over the weekend?
Well, look, what we saw on Friday night was has absolutely no place in society. And, you know, the people I'm proud to represent are among some of the most decent and hardworking and welcoming people in the community, in the country. And the scenes down in Sandwich Street don't reflect all of those brilliant people who are dismayed by what happened. And, you know, they are, like I said, they are a welcoming community, but equally they are a forgotten community, and they've been neglected and forgotten by government, who allow and continue to allow residents living in flat complexes right across the city, but particularly in the south inner city, in accommodation standards that are just completely unacceptable. The buildings beside where these events happened on Sandwich Street is called St. Andrew's Court, and these flats were earmarked for regeneration 5 years ago. And I remember being with the residents down in St. Andrew's Resource Centre when the council said they were going to regenerate that site, and that's 5 years ago. Like, how much neglect can one community put up with? The government literally needs to get the finger out and start taking action, showing some level of urgency, some level of determination, and putting resources into ensuring people in St. Andrew's Court, in Pier Street, in Ring's End, in Kevin Street, that they have the conditions, decent conditions, the resources are there to ensure...
Yeah, sorry to cut across you. Is there significant local involvement in some of these protests? And the point has been made that everyone has the right to protest.
Look, everybody has the right to protest, absolutely. Protesting outside someone's home, I don't believe is the right way forward, even if that is a tent. And look, the decency of Irish people has been evident in our response to refugees fleeing the crisis in the war in Ukraine. And it's unacceptable that people, whether they're Irish, homeless, whether it's in the refugees fleeing the overseas wars and conflicts, it's unacceptable that they're allowed to fend for themselves. And whether it's in the Phoenix Park or whether it's in Sandwich Street, nobody should be expected to live in a tent. You know, less than a kilometre away, you have the Bagot Street Hospital going derelict. You have Juries and Bald's Bridge going derelict. That is complete. And they're talking about flotillas. It's madness. I hear government, TDs, government representatives talking about this crisis, the housing crisis, as if they were spectators. They're not spectators. They're in government. We're one of the wealthiest countries in the world, and we're treating people in inner city communities shamefully.
Chris Andrews, would it be your assessment that there are right-wing elements behind some of these protests who are seeking to exploit this situation?
Absolutely. I think there is, absolutely. Without doubt, there is and was on Friday night, there was an extreme right-wing group. And it has to be remembered that these right-wing groups are on the rise as in parallel with the neglect of inner-city working-class communities. It's not a coincidence that these groups are rising and exploiting the neglect and misery that people are expected to live in.
So given that, the government needs to invest
in the community.
But given that, would you be discouraging your own constituents from taking part in these protests? That given the context which you've described, these are being organised in the particular atmosphere at the moment.
I wouldn't discourage anybody from protesting. That's a fundamental right. I do object and would discourage anybody from becoming involved in violence and hate. And that's there's a clear line of difference there.
Just a final word about Gardaí. As we've been reporting, senior Garda management are expecting to meet ministers later in this week. What's your view about how these situations have been policed?
Well, look, I responsibility for this lies solely and squarely with those in power, with this government. And the Gardaí, unfortunately, have to pick up the pieces from the government's mess. And the Gardaí, over the weekend, I've spoke to residents afterwards, I've been down there on the ground, and they have told me they felt that the police did a really good job. And I, the Gardaí that were there over the weekend were very professional in a very difficult situation. And I think it's really important to acknowledge the work and commitment that they show day in, day out. In working class communities, and I think it is important to acknowledge the good work of the Gardaí.
Deputy Chris Andrews of Sinn Féin, thanks for talking to us on the programme.